Rabbah points out an interesting thing that we find a few times throughout Parshas Yisrael, that it seems that the whole Indian of the Kabbalah Satiro was Lefi Rashi learns Ramban and Schirlik. Rashi says at the end, Vayim Rei Shalom Al Tiro. This is already after the Divris Ki LeBavor Nasis Etchem Boalikim. What does it mean, Lavor Nasis Eschem? So Rashi says, Nasis means Lagadal Eschem, Loshen Harom Vigdulo, Harimu Nes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to uplift you, wants to elevate you. That's the purpose of Kila Ba'avor Nasis Eschem Ba'alikim. What's HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What is the purpose of the Seres HaDibris, the whole Maimir, Kulis HaBrokim, Onin Kovet Alahor? That's all the Nasis Eschem Ba'alikim. The Ramban learns the Nasis Loshen Ha'od. Rashi Zanasis means legadal, to elevate. And really, before and also, it says the same thing. What does it mean, Malechas Koyanim? Rashi says, Malechas Koyanim means Tsar. How you have a whole nation where everybody is a Tsar, everybody is a dignitary, everybody is a... That's what Yiddishkeit is. That's what the Tur is. Torah, the Kabbalah Saturo, turns every single Yid, every single individual, into an elevated person, into an elevated individual. Every person is a tsar. Every person is not just a regular one of the nation. Each person has their own yichiduyot. Each person has their own chashivas, and each person's bestim is a tsar. The Rav Volpe points out. He says that it's interesting. You see little kids that they like to climb. They like to climb on trees. They like to climb onto roofs. They like to climb into as high as they can get, that's where they want to be. It says when people get older, not many things change, right? People like flying, people like climbing up mountains, and people like, well, you want to get as high as you could. The mindset, every person vets them intrinsically, they want to be higher, they want to grow, they want to be as elevated as possible. The only real way to do that, though, is through the Torah. The Torah is what really truly elevates a person. Mitzad Sheni, it says also in the Pasuk, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, he says, "Vayomer Hashem al Moshe, Inei Nechi Bo Elecha Ba'av Ha'onar, Vavor Yishma'o Medabri Yimoch, Vegam B'chol Yamilu Do'ilom." I'm coming to speak to you, and he made everybody, the way the Ramban speaks it out here, he made everybody in Klal Yisrael Nevi'im, that they should be able to hear the Ribbono Shel Olam speaking to Moshe Rabbeinu. What's the whole purpose of this? Gam b'chol yaminu b'olam, b'vor yishma'o medabriyom, imach gam b'chol yaminu b'olam. That they should come to Emunah in Nevuah, Emunah that Moshe Rabbeinu was a Mekabel HaTorah. So it sounds like that the whole Maimon Har Sinai really is out Emunah. It's not out so much to elevate Klal Yisrael. So he says, no, they're Hainoha. The way that one elevates himself is through Emunah. The more ruchnius is real to a person, the more a person realizes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Borei Olam, and he's there for a reason, and there's a purpose that he's supposed to be driving towards, and there's a goal, and there's something that we're supposed to be doing in this world, then automatically he becomes an elevated person, because everything else which is petty and little is going to fall by the wayside. All the small things that people fight about, that all comes from the fact that they don't realize that there's ruchnius in the Welt, and it's something which is not chashiv to them. I mean, something which is not chashiv to them, it doesn't have. Okay, something which is not chashiv to them, so the mela, it's not going to be it. It gets chashivus in their. It takes over their life. And once their focus is on chumrius, on materialistic things, the mamela, everything is going to be, even the petty things are the things that bother them. When a person is focused on ruchnius, so then instead of the small gashmius things bother them, making an issue of the small gashmius things, he makes an issue of the small ruchnius things. The end of the parasha, there's three tzivuyim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives. After Matan Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives three tzivuyim. He says, you've seen that I've spoken to you from the Shemaim. Now, first of all, don't make, Rashi says, the Kruvim. When, instead of making them into gold, if you're going to make them into silver, or you're going to make them four instead of two, if it's not going to be exactly how it's Mesakan, then it's almost like a Avodah Zarah. The second thing, And v'mizbeach avonu tatzali lo yisev ne'alem gozis ki char b'chon nafal levet chalel. Don't make the mizbeach with a sword, with metal, which is used for fighting. And v'leisav amal se mizbechim asher lo yisev sigal ervos chalel. He says that these three mitzvahs really parallel the given mitzvahs chamuris, just in miniature. The first thing is almost a very desire, Elehi Ketra, Elehi Zav, even though you're not mamish melding, it's the Kruvim, it's the Tzibur was to make this in the base of English. If you don't do it, Bidyuk, a small variation, a small change from what the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told you what to do, that already is Kilu of Zara. The second thing is that if you build the Mizbeach with metal, with a sword, a knife, that's something which is used to be Mekatsu Yom Vishaladam, that's like, that's Shvich HaZam. That's a me'ein, a shvichas damim, to use something that's used for shvichas damim for something which is meant to be marach the shana. And lo yisalam al tamizbechi, it's me'ein gili arayis, she lo yisigal arvos cha'olov, that if there's going to be a person to be take too big of a step and it's going to somehow be megale his ervo, that's already me'ein gili arayis. That means that after matan tero, then a person becomes so much more sensitive. The Gimel Averes Chamuras are not just Prost the Gimel Averes Chamuras Gimel Rai Shvich HaZam Avodah Zara, you go ahead and you kill somebody, a person bows down to an idol. That's not what we're talking about. Davka, it takes on so much more of an amkis that even towards Leisal Amalas Rizvichi Etvas, a lack of Tzmius, that's also something which is Mein Gilu Arayis, something which is not Bidyuk the way that Kadosh Baruch Hu told him to make the Kruv, and that's also Mein Avodah Zara. So a person is focused on when he after the Torah, it elevates a person, it changes the person into a totally different person. And Mamela, all the things that people generally fight about when he has a mabat, something which is life is so much more meaningful, so much more serious than the small little things that people fight about. And Ramele is not going to fight about it. You tell somebody his child's going into brain surgery. He's like, oh, by the way, do you know that your neighbor left three bags of garbage on your front lawn? Who cares? Mach nishtoiz. But if you tell him at a time that he just, you know, he made a massive deal, and he's feeling on top of the world, and he realizes that, you know, he thinks that he owns the world, and he says, you know what your neighbor did? He dumped his garbage on your front lawn. Who does he think he is? I don't plan on ever speaking to him again. The simplest thing, it depends, stupidest thing. A person can make the biggest issue of it for no reason. And how many fights start with that? And how many, like the story that they say from Gifter, that somebody complained about his wife, that his wife asked him to take out the garbage. Doesn't she realize who I am? Talmud Chacham like me, then he's in there. Gets the next morning, gets a knock on the door, and who's there? Rav Gifter is there. Huh? What's Rashi doing here? And they came to take out the garbage. So, in addition to just teaching him a lesson, which he certainly was, but it's also somebody that he realizes that it's something which is much more, that's not what's going to make it or break it, and that's not what's chashuv ba'etzem. And how many relationships have been ruined? Neighbors have people don't talk to, and marriage has been broken up. That started at the end of the day, Lamaiso, or at the beginning of the day, it started from something very silly. Very silly. Just they asked us something which the youth felt is not Bekovedic, the person felt is not Bekovedic, and they chaval that such a thing should blow up because of a simple. There's always things to complain, there's always things to. And even good complaints. He's got a sharp of art that I heard in this expansion. I can't remember who it's from. I think it's Chadush Rim. He says that, at the beginning, he says, Yisrael had seven names. One of them is Yisrael, Rashi says. Why was he called Yeser? Al-Shem Shiyiter Parasha Achas Batero. There's an extra parasha in the Torah. It doesn't mean the whole parasha is Yisrael. It means one Indian in the Torah. What is that? Va'ata Techazeh. You should try to find for yourself men that are able to help you out. Now, why is Va'ata Techazeh the parasha which was Yitr? That wasn't where it started from. The parasha starts from Mehime Bacharas, the next day after Matan Torah, after Kadibro. And Moshe is sitting there, Lishma says, Om, and Chayse, and Yitr comes and he says, Ma Dovar Zer Shatar Eitzel, Ma Duata Yishel Vadecho, what is it, what's going on over here? How can we be sitting down? That's where the parasha starts. Va'ata Techazeh is halfway through the parasha. So he said, To complain, everybody can complain. That you don't get accolades for. That you don't get any shkayach for. It says if you give an eitzah, that's it. That's something that you can get. Batatechas there means we have an issue. There's something that has to be taken care of. And now we're going to take care of it. There's very many people that complain about things that there's nothing to do. Many people that are upset at the system. I went to the system and they cookie cutters and if you don't fit exactly, then. And what do you want to do about it? What exactly are you going to do to make it any different? What are you going to? You have an eitzo, or you just want to complain? You want to get rid of your bad feeling, your conscience that you didn't come out the way that I heard a certain yeshiva here was yeshiva. What was the yeshiva here in the area? It was once by a parlor meeting, and he was raising money for the yeshiva. The kids are also in the middle. One of the gvirim gets up and he starts lacing it, and he said, "What is this? The whole yeshiva system is corrupt, and the whole thing." And what is it? The kids are afterwards. The parlor meeting's over, and the fellow comes over to the yeshiva and he says, "Just apologize to me." He says, "I was a carbon of the system. What should I do?" So yeshiva said back to him, he said, "I also was. I just decided I'm going to do something about it." So, yeah, you can just scream and rant and rave, but you know, put your money where your mouth is. There's a lot of complaints, talk is cheap. But if you're going to do something, do something. So many people complain, they complain and complain and complain, and that's it, and they like to complain. And first of all, if you don't have what to say, so then there's no reason to complain. If nothing's going to happen because of it, just for the complaint, for the sake of complaining, then that's not, and especially when it's in a relationship that's going to ruin the relationship, that it's something which shouldn't be done. And if a person would focus on the relationship and focus on the chashivas and focus on what's really important, then the small things, the taka would fall by the wayside. The Alter Slobodka would say, he says, "Nish besser veren nor hecher veren." We're not looking to become better, we're looking to become higher, we're looking to become more elevated. A person focuses on the chashivas, on the Indian of Torah, which the whole Indian of Torah is lenasis eschem, to elevate a person, and he's makir the chashivas of the am, that mamlechas kehanim. A person recognizes chashivas is intrinsic chashivas as a yid, that he's a mamlechas kehanim, he's a sar, then all the small petty things will fall by the wayside.